Sliding into my genius. This is Dr. Herbert O. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with a thought for today. Sliding into my genius. I could say sliding toward my genius, but sliding into my genius. How do I slide into my genius? I slide into my genius by recognizing that what I am and who I am is already fulfilled. That in the universe, in the allness, exists all that ever will be, was, or could be, and it exists right now. And it's up to me to be aware of it if I choose, or not be aware of it if I choose. Now, how can I stimulate my mind so that I can be interested in more things? How can I stimulate my thinking so I can be interested in a larger volume of ideas, of content, to be sort of a genius in all areas? How can I stimulate my thinking to be a genius in all areas? How can I slide toward my genius? Well, I do that by being aware that it is there. Now, in genius, we often say many people are genius. They have great skills. They have great genius about them. They're great interests. And they are diverse people. They are people who are not only interested in their golf game and their tennis game and sports, in their business. They're not only interested in having social life, of going dancing. They're not only interested in having a family and having the ideal family and supporting the schools and supporting their church and supporting all the activities in their life. People who are dynamic, people who are genius in every area are genius because they are interested in everything. They're not interested in everything that they already know at all. They do really know it all, but they are interested because it seems so fascinating to see how it's functioning, to see how it is working itself from one point to one point. They look at the community, and they see the community, the PTA, the parent teachers meeting, and they go to school and they see how the schools are being run. They see how things are being done. And instead of being an irritant, they say, "This is fabulous. You are doing a wonderful job here. You are doing an exciting job." Now, there are so many areas that could be touched. They could be touched in the genius of our ability to look at things. But we want to have our children know the sound basics. We want to excite them in being a student, excite them in the learning program. Now, how do we excite children to learn, to be aware, to open up their own inner genius? How do we excite them? Well, we excite them by us, the teachers, the parents, becoming interested in the subjects that they are studying. Now, when a child brings the lesson to the parent or to the teacher and says, "I'm having trouble with this," does the teacher say, "Oh, God, here comes another problem"? Or does the teacher say, "Let's see, what things are you interested in?" And so they talk. And as they talk, the teacher and the student begin to reveal how they like to work with race cars, how they like to run track, how they like to play games, how they like their computer. Oh my, the computer is such a beautiful object for them to work on. And the teacher touches base with whatever the area is that the student is really interested in. And so the teacher wraps the subject that the student is having difficulty with around their interest level. Now, this takes a genius teacher to do this, and all teachers are geniuses and can do this. So they wrap the subject level around what the student is interested in, and demonstrating to the student how knowing the subject makes the interest that the student has even more fulfilling and rewarding. And as the teacher does this, and the student does this, they become mutual respecting friends. And each learns, each becomes aware of the genius that lay within them. And they become aware of how to reveal it, how to let it out, how to slide toward that genius in such a beautiful way they don't even realize they're doing it. Teachers and students can do this, but you as a parent, you as any person at all going to your parent-teachers meeting, stimulate that type of thinking among your teachers. You do it not because you tell them they're stupid and they're doing it wrong, but you're telling them how fascinating it is to be able to wind the students' interest and the learning program that they're studying into one. And two, you are in your work. You are sliding toward your genius, and you're realizing that thoughts are things. You realize that every thought you think, everything you concentrate on, you bring forth in your life. It's already done. Whatever dream you have, I have in my heart, is already done. It's already complete. It's already fulfilled. My opportunity is to recognize that it is fulfilled. My opportunity is to be able to see past the illusion of progress to the solution of being accomplished. And as I train myself to see that, to recognize that all of the desires, all of the thoughts of my genius self already exist, fulfilled in every perfect way, I will be all the more open to enjoy my life to its fullest. Because as I enter into my genius status, as everyone enters into their genius status, they feel a kinship with all learning. They feel a kinship with all life, with all knowledge, with all things that are being studied. And they feel it's very good and wonderful and fantastic. And as they feel it's very good, wonderful, and fantastic, what happens to them? What happens to them is that everything is done. Everything is possible. They do not look at things as a work in progress. They do not look at things as something to be done. They look at it as already fulfilled. And the very act and art of looking at anything as already fulfilled brings that forth into expression in every experience in their life, in every attitude they have, in everything they do, and it is wonderful and good and very good. Now, can you and I experience things like that? Can you and I know these things and have these things happen in our life? Can we know our own inner genius? Can we slide toward our genius and be aware of what we're doing? Can we realize the cause that we are putting in motion is not only a cause for our good, but it is a cause that is already done? It's already accomplished. It's already fulfilled. It's already being realized in every wonderful way. We have that opportunity, we have that experience in our life of knowing who and what we are. We are guided oftentimes by intuition and our inner awareness of what it is that we are interested in. And the things that we are interested in are things that are already accomplished, already fulfilled in us. And the things that we are interested in, we go forth and listen to them. We reveal them. We say, wow, isn't that great? Yes, that is super. And we see it clearly in our eye. In our mind's eye, we see it clearly as already fulfilled. And the more we are able to see it clearly already fulfilled, the more wonderfully it is already fulfilled for us. But it's something that we turn our attention to. We slide our genius. We recognize it is already done. When you and I open up our inner genius, when we listen to our inner thinking, when we say, ah, so, when we are aware that it is already done, then it's just a matter of letting it be. Letting it be because we have put the cause in motion. We have put the dream in motion. We have put the genius in motion in us. And now we let go and let it be revealed in all of its perfect ways. And as we let go, it does happen. And it does happen right now. Join me in that exciting adventure. Because I love you, I love you, I love you. I like you, I like you, I like you. And because I love me, I love me, I love me, and I like me, I like me, I like me. This is what my life is all about. This is what your life is all about. Sliding toward our genius in a most beautiful, wonderful, satisfying, successful way. Now, have a wonderful day and know that I'm with you in everything you do. I love you.